And here we go. And here we are. Another Wasted Podcast. I don't know what show number this is. Might as well be number one. Oh, how'd that happen?
What?
Oh, is that you? Okay. Let's see. I can't hear Adam yet, but he's there. So my name is Dave. I'm your host. That is Adam, who's over there in St. Louis. You'll be able to hear him in a second. No one else is here for the moment. So let me kill this music because... All right, bring Adam back. Adam?
Yes.
So currently I only have one computer to work off of. So.
And now I could hear my voice, but not anymore.
Okay, good. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the first show of 2016. You had to wait all the way until February to hear it.
That's right, people.
But I was busy.
Too much stuff to do.
And you know what? Before I was busy, Adam was busy.
That's right.
And before,
so back off.
So back off, because we're back.
Right.
Momentarily.
Momentarily.
We're back for the moment. We're back. We're bad. And
we're back, and we're ringing a bell.
We're back.
We're rocking on the mic while the fly girls yell.
Aw, yeah.
Get it.
We're back in black.
Hit the sack.
It's been too long. I'm glad to be back.
That's right.
I'm gonna let loose from the noose that's kept me hanging around.
You're a good singer, Dave.
No.
Yes.
You're right.
So I've started learning to play the ukulele.
Ukulele?
Yes, it's awesome.
What possesses you to learn a four-stringed tiny guitar?
I am in a play.
Oh, I almost thought you were gonna say I'm in a band.
No, I wish. I would love to play the ukulele in a band.
Or ukulele band?
Because I honestly don't know how to play the guitar, and I don't know that I'll ever be able to.
Oh. Someday.
Maybe, you know, and so I was like, I'm going to start with the uke.
By the way, I believe this is show number 173. I apologize.
Oh, okay. There we go.
You got the uke, so go.
Yep, and so I started playing it, and it's totes awesome.
Totes? Do you have said uke handy?
I do have a ukulele handy.
Ooh, can you regale us with a quick tune?
Let's see.
Whoa.
I think I might be able to get something. I can do a cover of Can't Help Falling in Love by the 21 Pilots. And then it would just go on, and I would sing words. And,
why does all ukulele music now sound like Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Because basically Can't Help Falling in Love and Somewhere Over the Rainbow play all the same four chords. Except there's an E major in Can't Help Falling in Love, and I think it's in Over the Rainbow it might be a... There's like a, instead of a G major, it's a G7 or something like that.
You're talking crazy but talk to me.
I also played the Lava song. I can play the Lava You song.
Oh.
So that's a fun one.
From the old short from the before.
Yeah.
Was that Inside Out?
Yep.
Go.
Oh, I put it down.
Okay. We'll wait for your album.
And it all sounds, like Over the Rainbow anyway.
Oh, that's amazing.
It is pretty funny how all, like, literally all uke songs. Now, here's the thing, Dave. You play guitar, correct?
I play the bass, and I can play some guitar.
So what's the difference? Why did you not pick up the guitar, but you picked up the bass? Is it that much different to learn the two?
Yes.
It is, okay.
I picked up the bass because my brother was a bass player, and I did everything my brother did. I picked up the bass because he taught me how to play bass so he can play guitar so we could play together.
Oh, okay.
So he taught me easy, simple songs. I don't think he ever expected me to pick it up or want to continue.
Uh-huh.
He just showed me how to play White Lion's Weight.
But you did, right? Yeah. I mean, like, you are pretty good at playing bass,
yes,
right?
I am better than average, is what I like to consider myself.
So do you have a bass at your house?
I do.
Oh, okay.
You want me to play that?
Yeah.
Hey, hold on.
But you don't have an amp, right?
I do have a little amp. Hold on. I gotta get my chords here.
He's getting his guitar for everyone that's listening.
He's
getting his bass.
Alright, got my bass here. Hold on.
He's all about the bass.
About the bass. No trouble, Adam.
That's right. Just the bass, Dave.
Okay.
I feel like when I come to visit, I should bring one of my. I have two ukuleles.
Can you bring?
I should bring one of them, and you can play the bass, and I'll play the ukulele, and we'll see if we can make some music.
Can you bring your travel ukulele?
I do have a travel. Yeah, I know you're gonna make fun of me. So, like, I bought my first ukulele was like $30, right?
Right.
And I bought the little case, you know, a case for it and stuff like that, and I started teaching myself to play it, but a soprano ukulele, just a tiny one, is really small, and so, like, my hands are huge.
Right.
So, like, trying to play these, I couldn't get a crisp sound, you know. I mean, it was fine, but it certainly wasn't anything special. And then I got cast in this show where I have to play the ukulele, so I was like, okay, I'm going to go buy a concert ukulele.
Jesus.
Which is a soprano ukulele, only just slightly bigger.
There's such a thing as a concert ukulele?
So it was my first one was $30, my second one was $100, right? Mm. So okay, fine. You know, it's a nice ukulele. And then but then there's this other one called the tenor ukulele, which is twice the size of the concert ukulele. And I'm like, oh, I should probably get one of those too. So
when you get sucked in, you get sucked in good, huh?
Well, I do. And here's the thing, Dave. I've never played anything in my life, ever. And so, like, I was actually able to play a song on this thing, and I was like, this is great. Like, I actually felt like I could play music.
Aw.
So I was like, all right, maybe I'll just be the ukulele guy.
Well,
and there's this guy online that's the ukulele guy, and he's incredible. But see, the tenor ukulele, it's the same concept of playing the concert ukulele. It's just bigger. So yet again, it'll be better for me, you know, because even this concert ukulele is still small, you know. So I mean,
I think we may have just hit the record of the number of times ukulele has been said in a podcast.
Oh, ukulele?
Ukulele.
Yeah. Should I say a uke instead?
Ah, might as
or
well.
Or uke?
An uke, since you are in the know.
I am in the know. It's an ukulele.
Ooh, fancy.
But anyway, it's fun.
Well, cool. Well, congratulations. Welcome to the music world.
I know. It's great. I see why you have all your guitars.
I have my bass in my hand right now. Is there anything I should play? I don't know. I don't know Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Okay, what can you play?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
I gotta cut my nails. Do you know the television program from the 1970s and early 80s, Barney Miller?
Yeah.
I can play that.
Let's hear it.
My fingers are dead. Hold on. I'm embarrassing myself. Okay. I'm going to cut all that out. That's been a long time.
Nice.
That's terrible. That was terrible, Adam. I feel terrible about myself right now. Gotta play the blues.
Can you play Hill Street Blues?
No. I'm trying to think how that goes.
I don't know how it goes either. I forget. But can you play Stop the Love You Save from the Jackson 5?
Nope.
Okay.
How's that go?
Perfect. I was trying to think of the bass part because I think it's pretty cool. Doom, 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 doom. Yeah.
How about this?
Are you playing Night Court?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was watching Night Court last night and it just popped into my head. I could do this all night.
I haven't watched Night Court in so long.
No more. Putting this down. So speaking of music, my favorite band from my youth, the Monkees, are putting out a new album.
I saw that. 50 years, right? Isn't that what they were saying?
50-year reunion. 50 years.
Is Mike going to be on it?
50-year anniversary to the release of Last Train to Clarksville. Is Mike going to be on it? That is hard to say.
Okay.
From what I've read, he is contributing a song that they did a long time ago, back in the original sessions.
Okay.
But they don't know if he's actually going to contribute new vocals to anything.
Yeah.
But some of the musicians who are contributing are insane. Liam Gallagher from the Oasis.
Really?
Is contributing a song. Rivers Cuomo? I don't know who that is. Ben Gibbard? There's an old song from 1968 with Harry Nilsson.
Really?
That they're going to re-record that Mike plays guitar on, yeah. Let's see. There's some Carole King song, another Neil Diamond song, Boyce and Hart song from back in the day. But they say with technology, all they have to do is send the music back and forth. They said they're sending it through Dropbox.
Really?
So they send it back and forth. All he has to do is go into his home studio, probably some setup similar to this.
Of course, very similar to that.
He goes and sings, gotta have love to love. Yeah, and sends it back. Is this good? And they say, perfect. You got the goods, kid.
You're going to go somewhere.
Going to go places. So I guess there's new executives at Rhino Records, and apparently they said this is the time, and this is the type of music. So he says, this article that I read, I didn't write this, but Mickey Dolan says that, he said, we all agree the lyrics in the River Cuomo, C-U-M-O, C-U-O-M-O, I don't know who that is, song needs to be aged up a little bit. It says here, it sounds like it's about a little girl and I'm 70 years old. So he's rewriting the lyrics.
Is he really only 70?
He's 70 years old, yep.
Thought he was older for some reason, but...
Nope. Nobody know P7. Mike and Peter are both older. Says, here I am, 70 years old. How the hell did that happen? He said, but I'm more excited for this album and tour than I've been for anything in a long time. And if I want to see them, I can either go to Fort Myers, Melbourne, or Tampa.
Perfect. They're all over.
They are
all over.
They're playing a ton of shows, and I'm looking to
see. Are you going to do it?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
If Mike
were, it's not the same, right?
If Mike were there, I would definitely have to reconsider and go. But if it's just them, if it's just Mickey and Peter, I've seen Mickey and I've seen Peter both live separately.
Oh, so you have? Okay.
I saw Mickey at Epcot and I saw Peter at Pops there in Sauget, Illinois.
Did they all sing monkey songs?
Yes, Mickey sang all Monkees songs. He did. He replaced Davey after Davey passed away at Epcot's music.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And Peter has his own band, the Blue Suede Shoes. But they do. He does play quite a selection of reworked Monkees songs in a bluesier, more lower for his vocals. But I'm looking here, and I'm actually surprised I'm not seeing Moe. I'm not seeing Moe, Missouri.
That is surprising.
Because I usually go, going to Kansas. They're going to carry on the Wayward Son. They're going to Canada.
Fucking Canada.
New Jersey. Indiana. Kentucky. A couple shows in Indiana. Ohio. A bunch of shows in AZ. Nevada. Oh, well. So, yeah, something to look forward to. They have a hard release date. I think it's set of June 10th. But they said they're not finished recording yet.
Oh.
So they're still recording.
Oh, which, that's fine. Yeah, that's late February.
Which gave the option for Mike to still step in if he chose to.
Right. Come on, Mike.
Come on, Mike Nesmith.
You know what you're doing.
You've got he's not going to tour, it said, because he's writing a book.
Oh, that's right. You can't write on a tour bus.
Well, he's also like 75 years old.
That's true.
So we can give him shit if we want to.
But it makes sense. Right.
He's 75 years old, and then you stop and go, maybe it's a better idea that they stay
right.
And
not, maybe you should just kind of
not break a hip.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens to people once they hit their 70s, I guess.
That's right. Broken hips.
Broken hips. Mike Nesmith, he is 73. Peter Tork is 73.
Really?
Yeah.
Mickey was the youngest, or was Davey the youngest?
Davey was the youngest.
Okay. And the first to die.
And the first to go. He died in 2012.
Classic Davy Jones.
Yeah, on a leap year.
That's right, and now it's a leap year.
So it's been 4 years since he left us. Gotta have love to love. Oop. So Kat just sent me a text. I don't know if you remember Kat. She did the show once. She said, so when do you do podcasts on Saturdays?
Today.
Today. I'll say it. Today. All right, so that was sent. We're doing a podcast.
Look at us.
Look at us go.
We've been casting pod.
This is our 5 year anniversary.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We started this 5 years ago. It was you, me, and one Michael Manker.
That's right.
In this tiny little room, which probably looked a lot like it does now. This room is a disaster area. With broken printers and old computers lying everywhere.
Oh, why do you have so many broken printers?
Oh, my printer broke, and then Sarah's printer broke, so we had to buy a new printer.
Ugh. And then at least printers are ridiculous cheap now.
And I've got my...
But ink is not.
No. And I've got stacks of DVDs everywhere, because I've been ripping DVDs into my computer, so I can have them on the go. But I feel like that's cheapening them.
Why is that?
Well... Because, you know, when you watch a Pirates of the Caribbean or a Harry Potter, you're like, ooh, I'm going to put this in and I'm going to watch this movie. You know, it's Star Wars. I'm going to put this in and watch this movie. Now I have it at a moment's notice. Like,
oh,
if I get in bed,
true.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch Star Wars. It's like... like, I don't know. I like it, but I don't like it. I mean, I like that I have the Three Amigos.
Who doesn't?
I can watch it in bed any time I want to. Watch Fletch.
Fletch. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. Fletch 2, not so much.
Yeah, no. Don't watch that one.
I don't even think I own that. I own two copies of Fletch, but I don't own Fletch 2.
Really? Why do you have two copies of Fletch?
I got it when it first came out, and then I got a special edition for Christmas one.
Oh, day. Okay.
The Jane Doe edition, I believe.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Well, look at you.
On the music scene, since I want to continue talking about music, Metallica is going to be on Tonight Live.
Really?
Yes, on a pre-Super Bowl concert. So the Super Bowl is tomorrow, for those of you who are listening live, or the Super Bowl is happening now, or the Super Bowl has already happened. But in 3 hours from right now, as we're listening to this now, will be the Super Bowl. Live at AT&T Park in San Francisco. yet they are not the halftime show.
No, I don't even know who is the halftime show this year.
I think it's Coldplay.
What?
Isn't it?
Ugh.
Boring. I don't know. Who is playing... Oops, Super Bowl. Oh, who's... let's see. Who's playing Super Bowl 2016? The Broncos and the Panthers.
Oh, good.
Who do you think's going to... So, Adam, now we're going to... I don't think I have music here for that. I don't have the... I got this.
That's the bowl thing.
Oh.
Perfect.
That's not going to... Oh, perfect?
It works.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can fix this here. View.
That's all. That's our sports theme all the time, no matter what.
It's going to be bowling. Oh, I just lost it. Oh, here we go. Let's see if I can get this volume fixed, because I can't have them both at the same time. There it goes.
So I got Carolina.
You got Carolina? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's who I'm going with.
I don't know anything about football. So I'm going to go with Denver.
Perfect.
Because I like their helmets. Though,
you know, Peyton Manning?
Though actually, if I go back and I go with my original scheme of betting on sports teams by their mascots, I guess I'd have to go with the Panther over a Bronco.
Because I think a Panther would beat a horse, right?
A Panther would beat a Bronco.
I think so.
If you put them in a small enclosed area, because if they were in a large area, the Bronco would run away.
right, thus winning the fight.
Yes, but if they put them right next to each other in a small closed area, the Panthers would beat the Broncos. So who should
I think you win.
So should I want the Panthers to win? I don't know. And who's
I like them. I think they're a good team. They're a young team. And they do a lot for the community, which I really like about them. Mm. Not that, I don't know, I'm sure the Broncos do as well, but they really focus a lot. A friend of mine, her son died recently from cancer, and he was in North Carolina at one of the hospitals there getting treatment, and the players always came to visit. And I thought that was really cool.
Hmm. That may sway me. No. No.
It may. Nope.
No, I had to think about it. I mean, that is very touching and very nice, but why weren't they practicing?
You're right. They should have been.
Should have been practicing.
Because now they're not in... Oh, wait. They are in the Super Bowl.
That's true.
It was during their off season.
Oh. Okay. All right. Hey, for those who are listening live, you can log in through Mixler through Facebook, and then you can chat along with us and tell us that we're wrong about whatever it is we're saying.
You could, if I mean, but you would be wrong.
You can't.
We're not,
and you can't sway me. You can't sway me, in my opinion.
You can't. Dave is so steadfast in his convictions. He's been talking about the Broncos for years.
Yes, back when John Elway was playing, and with all of his running backs, the that guy. I can't recall it this time, but they caught balls.
That's right.
A lot of them, because they won Super Bowls in the past. But you know what? Has Carolina ever won a Super Bowl?
No. They've been before, but they've never won. Yep.
Nope. Still going to stick with my guns.
All right. I think it's a good plan.
$100.
Whoa.
No?
No.
Oh. We probably can't bet money on the over the airwaves anyways.
Can we not? Would we like go to prison?
Probably. Well,
I'm not good at prison, Dave.
Someone would have to listen.
Okay. So we're safe.
So let's bet, like any good radio disc jockey would bet, the food from their state.
Oh, perfect.
But
yes, which means I will bring you what will I have to bring you?
I don't know. Well, let's and not the food from our current states.
Oh, okay.
So whatever the food, whatever. Okay, I'm gonna stop this bowling music. Whatever the food of the Carolinas are, and whatever the food of Denver is.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
Okay, so
we'll have to look that up because I have no idea what the food of North Carolina.
Denver. What is the food of Denver? Signature local restaurants. Food Denver is famous for. Okay. This is a good segue here. The Denver sandwich?
Perfect.
What the hell is
it? What about the Denver omelet?
Denver omelet? How about the, it says here, Rocky Mountain oysters?
Ooh, those are, aren't those cow balls?
I believe those are bull balls, yes.
Bull balls.
Because cows don't have balls.
That's right.
I'm getting a lot of Rocky Mountain oysters here.
Fucking shit, I'm not eating that.
She says Carolina is barbecue.
Well, that's some bullshit.
I'm not a fan of barbecue, so I don't know if I want to win
either.
Oh,
okay, good.
I mean, I'll eat if it's barbecue hot dogs.
Wouldn't that be great if I lose and all I have to do is give you barbecued hot dogs?
It says here, a burrito smothered in hot green chili at Chubby's.
Okay. I can make you a burrito.
I think.
Oh, wait, no, that's what you're making me?
No, that would be what I'd make you, yes.
Okay, good.
Or maybe there, well, let's see, buffalo burgers or steaks, no. A lot of green chilies. Bijou's pizza? No, I don't know. I can't really do that. Maybe there's a craft beer made in Denver?
Oh, I'm sure there's 1,000.
All right.
Maybe. You can just get me some pot. isn't that what Denver?
Yes.
Isn't it?
It is legal in Denver, the Mile High City. But I don't think I can get my hands on any.
Really, Dave, I know where you work. I bet you could.
You think people
yes.
people do that in the place where I work?
Yeah, well, not there, but
I don't know. That may be hard. Everyone's so nice where I work. Or that company I work for. Let's see. Do you like a Pilsner Lager? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I do.
My phone's going crazy here.
Really?
Well, it's all cat, by the way. She says she knows a guy.
so good.
There you are, contributing cat. Thank you.
I knew that if anybody was going to get it, it would be cat.
Yeah, now I've said her name, so that's not good either. That's a pseudonym for not her actual name.
Right, for Catherine. Damn it, I did it again.
No, it's not, surprisingly.
I know, I was teasing.
Oh, no, you don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, so let's see. I got a Pilsner Lager. I got a Wheats. I got a... Oh, those are the only kind of beers. Pale Ale. India Pale Ale. Red Amber Ales. Okay, well, just let's stick with the... it says here, a Pilsner Lager. I got an Alpine Glacier Lager.
I'll take that.
Joe's Premium American Pilsner. And Del Norte Manana? How do you spell Manana?
M-A-N with the tilde over the top.
Squiggly thing.
Manana.
Well, then, hey, you know what? Then I pronounce it properly. It's a tiny brewery, focuses on Mexican-style beers, meaning that all the staff will take a German-style lager and add a twist of Mile High Brewing. So how about Alpine Glacier Lager?
Okay, perfect.
It's made by the Tommyknocker Brewery.
Oh, I already picked it, but that name sounds terrible.
Yeah. All right. So are we going with North Carolina or South Carolina?
North.
North Carolina.
Because that's where it is. It's North Carolina.
Craft beer. All right. We got North Carolina Craft Beer Brewers Guild Home. Yikes, become a brewer? I don't want to become a brewer.
No, we don't want to do that. We just want to drink the beer.
We do. I've got beer in my refrigerator. I can't tell you the last time.
You do?
Yes. It was buy one.
Are you drinking any of it?
Buy one. Should I?
I don't mean right now. I mean,
well, look at this. There's even a freaking article. Super Bowl beers, Colorado versus North Carolina. Why the hell am I not reading this? I could be drinking a beer.
You could.
It's a fancy crafty beer, like with an apple taste, and so I don't know if I want to drink that now. Oh my gosh, already this has become too much to read.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. What? And so this is person's Will's pick for Colorado beer. Coors. Done. Then Avery Brewing, Cook's Dave Artesian Beer Project.
Hold on a second, Dave. Keep talking.
Oh, you know what? You don't want Coors?
No, I have to deal with people.
You got to deal with people.
Yeah, hold on a second. Sure. Keep talking.
He's getting a pizza right now, but he's not wearing any pants. So he's got to put pants on because he doesn't want to answer the door with no pants on. So when he comes back, I'll tell him the North Carolina beers. They produce a lot. But let's see. Will's picks for North Carolina beers: Westbrook Brewing, Sierra Nevada Brewing, and Wicked Weed. So maybe we'll bet Coors, which I can easily get my hands on, to a one of these craft beers.
Perfect.
So I said I'm going to bet you a Coors, which I can easily get my hands on.
That's fine. Coors it is, and I'll drink a Coors.
And your options were Westbrook Brewing, Sierra Nevada Brewing, or let's see, they have Wicked Weed, Funkatorium, Burial Beer, Trophy Brewing, Duck Rabbits, and Oscar Blues Brewery.
No, Coors is fine.
Coors, so we'll just bet Coors and Coors, and we'll be done with it. I can find those. So those are all the South Carolina beers. So I wonder if there's a major North Carolina major beer distributor, because this will maybe make our lives easier. All right, I don't even care anymore. Go Carolina. No, go.
Yay!
Go the other team, Denver. Mm. Go Broncos. Go horses. Right?
Yes, the horses.
Go the horses, yes.
That's what you should write tomorrow. That's your Facebook status. Go horses.
Go horses. So, Adam, you are a busy beaver.
I am.
You're in a production of some kind.
Yes, but that hasn't even started yet.
But you're going to be acting in something. What are you going to be acting in?
I will be playing Uncle Fester in the Addams Family musical.
And what did I post on your Facebook page?
What did you post on my Facebook page?
I posted something like typecasting.
Yes, which is true. Except my hair hasn't all fallen out yet, so I actually have to shave it.
You're not just going to wear like a bathing cap?
God, no. I hate that. Like, I would, I mean, even if I had a full set of hair, I would shave it.
A full set.
Full set.
You know what you should do? You should get plugs when it grows back.
That's a good idea, Dave.
So, like, you're like most people when they shave their heads, you know, they look balder. But when you shave your head, when it grows back, more came back.
Let's hope.
Who knew? But then you just go to one of those places where you get the plugs put
in. Yeah, I'll be like, wow, how did that happen?
It's the real hair from your back, so it's okay.
I don't have much back hair at all. That's a bummer.
This is going to be a long, arduous process.
Yeah, it's going to take forever.
Well, they'll get your butt hairs, whatever.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, I got plenty of those.
So you're going to be in the Addams Family, which if I had the other computer working, I'd be playing that theme right now, but I don't, so I'll just do...
Do-do-do-do.
There we go. That's good.
It should be fun.
And now, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Is it true you were actually auditioning for Gomez?
No.
Okay, good, because you wouldn't have gotten that.
No, not at all.
No.
The guy that got Gomez is bigger than I am.
Oh, jeez.
So, hey.
I'm just saying. He's a very large
ass
guy. I'm not saying you're that large. I'm just saying he must be larger. No?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, okay, good.
He's rounder than me. I think he's shorter. Like, I have some weight, but I still look like... Like, I don't look as round as some people.
You are the fastest runner I know.
No, I'm not, David.
I don't know anyone else who runs as fast as you.
Oh, okay.
Well, fastest guy runner I know, because I think I think Christy could probably run faster than you.
I bet you she could.
And I never saw Ricky run, so I don't know.
He probably can.
Well, he didn't run the last marathon, so.
He didn't?
No, he hurt his knee right before he got to Florida, so he did not run.
Oh.
He chose not to run. I should have run in his place.
You should have.
Ugh, I would have died physically.
It would have been miserable.
I would have died. It wasn't even
like your feet would have hurt.
Because I would have been wearing flip-flops.
There was a guy that when I ran the full marathon ran in flip-flops.
Oh, I don't wear flip-flops. But I would have been wearing like my Converse All-Stars.
Oh, there you go.
My Chuck Taylors. Ugh. And those, some of those have holes in the bottom. So that'd be really bad. And it, at least it wasn't a full, it wasn't even a half marathon. It was like a half marathon. So maybe I could have made it.
Oh, you could have. It wasn't even, it was half of a half?
Well, I think it was a quarter less than a half because of the rain and lightning and thunders and whatnot.
Oh.
But, no, I would never have been able to make it. But you've run a marathon.
Yeah, it was miserable.
You ran a full marathon.
It was miserable.
You are an inspiration to the youth of America.
That's right, youth.
You're an inspiration to the larger people of America as well.
Right? Like, if look, I can do it, people can do it.
If Adam can do it, with his size, you can do it.
Right?
Right.
So why haven't you done it, Dave?
I'm tired.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just so tired.
It blows.
My knees are bad. My meniscus. It's the knees, right?
Yeah, that's your, yeah.
The only reason I know that is from Derek Rose.
House?
Derek Rose keeps tearing his.
Yeah, he should just retire.
No. But I feel like every once in a while, if I do exert a lot of pressure on my knees, that starts hurting first. So and when I do run, I'm just like when I swim. I can't just like do a nice.
Oh, you sprint.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kat wants me to stop calling you fat.
Yeah, it's pretty mean.
I'm not calling you fat. You're just bigger than me.
That's true.
And I'm svelte.
You are svelte.
But I'm overweight.
That's blows my mind.
I went and sat on one of those things at the grocery store the other day at my local Publix.
Okay.
Where I got my blood pressures and everything taken because that's what I do while Sarah does other things. And it said that I was overweight. That my BMI was too high.
That's insane.
I'm like 10 pounds overweight, 15 pounds overweight.
Wow.
And it's all in my gut and my head. Got a real fat head.
That's from your big brains, Dave.
I was going to say it was in my junk, but I decided.
Yeah, that we all know that's not true.
How do we all know that?
Because you've made jokes about that before.
I say my junk is, I always say I'm very well endowed.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right. Yeah, Never mind. I'm immense and immortal.
You are well endowed, Dave.
But how does everybody know that?
Damn it! Why does everybody keep talking about how well endowed I am?
Not everyone should know that. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you. I mean, I tell everyone knows, Dave.
But I mean, they only know what I tell them. I don't know. They
well, that's true.
They don't know. No, as far as I know. No.
Okay.
Speaking of no, Rhino's Twitter is I am Rhino at Twitter. Sorry, I just looked up and saw the sign still hanging there.
Well, that's good.
So Rhino will be back with us eventually, as soon as we can get a normal time that we can.
Thank goodness, yeah.
Because we'll need somebody else. Are we ready to sing "Hands Across America"?
I think so. I think we're to that point. Aren't
the,
we?
Well, the anniversary of "Hands Across America" was just a few weeks ago,
and we missed that show.
We missed the Hands. I think the "Hands Across America" is in the best of episode as well. When I released that best of snippet, I think "Hands Across America" is in there. But yeah, God, what the fuck were we just talking about?
I don't know.
We were talking about Uncle Fester. We were running. I don't know. We went off on a tangent. Oh, by the way, Christy's coming back to town. Maybe we can get her on the podcast.
Let's hope.
So what are you directing a production?
Nope.
So you're not directing anything.
Well, today I went and helped out with a group of people that I've worked with before. So I helped them with some directing. And then I'm doing, of course, my improv.
Yes. Twisted Improv.
So I'm doing Twisted Improv, but I'm also teaching an improv class on Sundays at a community theater group, and then I'm teaching at a high school again. So it's I'm all over the place.
Yeah, you are a busy MFFer.
Yeah, I do have a lot of stuff. It's a little too much, but
you got a lot of plate spinning. Do you need me to come down and teach a class?
Yeah, I'll let you do one of the ones I get paid for. So
Will I get paid for that?
Yeah, I'll pay you.
You give me the money. Excellent. I've never taught an improv. I can't even say improv. I can say improv. I've never taught. I just improvise. I never taught an improv class, though there were.
You haven't?
I've never taught one. No, I helped a little when we were in Singapore, but I was not good because I talked too fast.
Oh, okay.
And I did. I'll admit that I did let it toss around in my head when we were at Laughs on the Landing. Not that you were there, but I was at Laughs on the Landing, and we were transitioning from one artistic director to another. That I thought, I wonder if I could do this job.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can direct this
show.
Was
that when it went from Chris to Warren?
Yes. I'm like, I wonder if I can direct this show and direct these people at improv. And then I thought about it and was like, no.
I don't really want to.
I don't want that. I'm busy. And then when Nick asked me to guest direct his group, I even went as far as got all the information that I needed, all the games that we played, and I was like, I'm going to get these guys. And then when he never called me, I was like, because I don't know if I can get that my message across.
That's fun.
How can I teach people to be funny like me? Or as I used to be.
I think you're still funny.
Oh, thank you. I've been dabbling in writing bits for stand-up again.
Oh, good.
So, and I've been dabbling with changing some of my older material around, just so if Mikey comes into town and he forces me to do an open mic, I'll have something to talk about. Though I constantly have stress dreams that I'm doing stand-up and I don't remember any of my material. That's what my stress dreams have become.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's every time I have a terrible stress dream, it's that I'm on stage and I can't think of any bits. And the last stress dream I had, that I was performing at a giant amphitheater, and I was opening for David Spade.
What?
Yeah, it was very strange.
That is strange.
And I went out on stage, and I had an idea for a bit, and I went out there and I did my quick bit, and then I could not remember any of my other bits. So I ran backstage to search for my notebook. And then when I came out, most of the audience had left. And that did not bode well for David Spade in my dream, because when I came into the audience, there was nobody there, and David Spade's on stage just talking to the people in the front row.
I mean, there wouldn't be anybody there for David Spade.
Oh, ouch!
Zing!
He did Joe Dirt too.
What?
Oh yes.
What?
Look it up.
No.
Yes. It was never released. It wasn't released in theaters. It went straight to Crackle.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Crackle is one of those, it's like Netflix, but it's free.
Oh, okay.
It has terrible movies on it. But they paid for his movie, and I guess it does well. I haven't watched it yet because I feel like I need to sit down and watch the whole thing. I only have Crackle in the bedroom, so I feel if I'm going to start watching in the bedroom, I'm just going to fall asleep.
Probably. And it's Joe Dirt, too.
I'm Joe Dirt. And speaking of Joe Dirt, Adam.
Uh-oh.
There is a... Okay, so everyone knows about the San Diego Comic-Con, right?
Yeah.
And
everyone
knows about San Diego Comic-Con. Everybody knows about the Wizard World... comic tours and Chicago and all those other states. Everybody knows about those, right?
Everybody.
And here in Orlando, we have MegaCon.
Okay.
All right, so we have... Now, I don't know if people know about this, but in Lakeland, Florida, we have Fanboy Expo.
Okay.
March 12th through the 13th. Fanboy Expo in Lakeland, Florida, which is about a half hour away from where I live right now. It's about a half hour away from Tampa as well. You want to know some of the celebrities that are going to be at Fanboy Expo?
Yes, and I hope celebrities is used very loosely.
Are you ready for this?
Yep.
I'm going to say their names, and if you know who they are or what they've done, tell me. Barbara Eden.
Barbara Eden?
Barbara Eden.
Wasn't she on Batman?
No, she was Jeannie.
Oh, that's right.
And I Dream of Jeannie. She's going to be there. And I'm just going to tell hers, and I'm going to say most of them are the same. If you want an autograph... on an 8x10 or small items, it's $30. If you want an autograph on a large item, it's $40. And the professional photo opportunity, it's $40.
Jesus.
All right, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this guy's last name correctly. John Heder?
Heder?
Heder, yes. What's he from?
Isn't he from Saturday Night Live?
No. H-E-D-E-R. J-O-N-H-E-D-E-R.
Oh.
It says here, is best known for who writes this shit? Someone needs a proofreader. Is best known for his role, iconic role, in the cult classic hit, Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh.
And Blades of Glory and Benchwarmers.
Oh, he is, oh, okay. Ooh,
Kat,
that's right.
Kat knew who he was.
Yeah.
Don Wells. Dawn Wells. Dawn Wells.
I have no idea.
She was Marianne.
Oh!
Marianne from the Gilligan's Island. All right, this one, a little harder. Lori Petty.
Lori Petty's from The Walking Dead. No, she's not.
No, she's not.
No, she's Lori Petty is the one from A League of Their Own.
Yes.
And Tank Girl.
Yes.
And, yeah.
And In the Army Now.
She's still alive?
Still alive.
Wow.
Lori Petty. Ed Asner.
He played Santa Claus in the movie Elf.
It says here, don't miss this rare appearance, which I'm going to infer that it means he'll be dead soon.
Right.
So you,
why is he there?
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
I don't know either. Like, that seems odd. I wonder what he's in.
This is a hard one. You ready? Irene Bedard. Or Bedard.
Older, young?
Middle-aged at this point?
Middle-aged, okay. Law and Order SVU, I have no idea.
No, she is an award-winning actress who is best known as the voice and physical model for Disney's Pocahontas.
Pocahontas?
Pocahontas will be there.
Okay.
Pocahontas will be there. Bill Farmer.
That's Goofy.
Yes!
Yeah.
Good job. I wish I had the applause there. Okay, this one's a hard one. Jonas Sutema. Or Junus Sutema. He's a 6'10" basketball player from Finland.
Oh, is he the new guy? He's the new guy that played Chewbacca.
He's the new Chewbacca.
Yep.
Yes, all right, this one you won't get. Noah Hathaway.
No, yeah, you're right. No clue.
He's been in science fiction fantasy shows. One was TV show. He was in Battlestar Galactica.
I never saw that.
But he is best known as a child actor from a fantasy movie, a sci-fi fantasy movie from the 80s.
Crawl?
No. He is Atreyu from the NeverEnding Story.
Oh, you have to go now.
Better yet, he is a free autograph signer.
There we go.
Free autograph signer.
So he must have a real job.
I guess so. I don't know. This is the Fanboy Expo in Lakeland, Florida, March 12th to 13th. Kat has now blown up my phone. She wants to know all about this. She says we need to go to this. All right, Adam. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
John Schneider. I'm going to give you three names.
And okay.
John Schneider, Tom Wopat,
yep,
and Catherine Bach.
Wow, the Dukes of Hazzard are all going to be there.
The Duke, Bo and Luke.
And Daisy.
Bo and Luke Duke and Daisy Duke.
Wow.
Are you ready for their ticket for their autograph prices?
Yes, how much?
$40 for a small item.
Jesus.
$60. For an autograph price of premium items such as die-cast cars, parts, rebel flags, etc. If you want a Duke Boys professional photo op, that'll be $85. And it says here, if you want a Duke's professional photo op, which I don't know what that means, that's $125. I guess that would probably be all of them.
That's insane. Who goes and pays that money to get those autographs from those people?
People who love those people.
I guess, but...
All right, are you ready for this? This one's pretty easy. The rest from... Actually, these next few are very easy. Vern Troyer.
Okay, that's easy. You're right. Mini-me.
Mini-me. $40 is his top price. I want you to do your best impression of this guy. Ric Flair.
Woo!
There you go. $40, $60 it tops off. And then one of my favorite wrestlers from the 80s, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Yeah.
$30 includes picture with your camera. All right.
This is such a scam.
Let's see. I've got a bunch of other names here of people you'll never know, so I won't even test you. Eric Stewart. He is best known for the voice of Seto Kaibia in Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh, right.
Tara Sands, who's best known for her voice of Makabu Kaiba in Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yep, makes sense.
Okay, here's one you may will never guess. Ike Eisenman. He's known for 1970s science fiction fantasy movies.
No idea.
He's best known for his role in Escape from Witch Mountain and Return to Witch Mountain.
Oh!
And he could also be seen in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, which I don't... I guess maybe he plays David. I don't know. How about this guy, Brian Muir? He's an artist.
Oh, no.
He's the man responsible for sculpting the helmet for Darth Vader, Stormtroopers, body armor, and the Death Star droids and whatnot. So he did all that. I didn't even know this guy was black. Floyd Norman, he's best known for being the first African-American animator hired by Walt Disney.
Oh.
He worked on classics like Sleeping Beauty, Monsters, Inc., Toy Story 2, and many more. And
Sleeping Beauty all the way through,
yeah.
Monsters, Inc.?
He's still alive.
Wow.
Rick Farmilo is best known for his work on Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Shrek, She-Ra, and many more.
Nice.
Glad it added She-Ra there at the end. So this is the Fanboy Expo, Adam. Oh, shit. I've got to make sure I catch that. This is Fanboy Expo, Adam.
Save your money. You got to get to that.
You want me to save my money? Okay, so how much are tickets to this?
No, don't go to that one, dude.
No, Kat wants to go.
I don't know, Kat.
Let's see. Click here for more. We're going to find out here how much tickets are. I can only go on Sunday.
Okay.
It's $25.
Well, I guess that's not too bad.
Hopefully there's other stuff going on.
Yeah, I would think so, right?
It says there's celebrity guests, comic guests, dealers. I don't know. Well, let's see. I got 4 weeks, 6 days until this happens. Let's see. I'm going to... I have to pause the show for a moment.
Uh-oh.
Because we are running... We only get an hour's worth of time.
That's right.
So for those who are listening, please stand by. We are only going to be a moment. We'll be right back. And we're back. How long was that?
I don't know.
Oh, that was loud. I think that's all that mattered. Continue. Yeah, we're already back. See, that's all it takes is that half a second to be in and be out. Let's see. But we have no listeners.
That's fine.
In fact, I don't even think we are listening anymore. That's a weird. No, we're still listening. So, Fanboy Expo. It's from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then on Sunday it's 11 to 5. See, that's the thing I hate about going on Sundays.
Because it's short?
It's always short. And it's
assholes.
Like, that's the only time I can go because I got to work. Schedule. Okay, here's the schedule. Let's see what's going on here. Meet your favorite stars at Lakeland Comic Con. No, there's nothing here yet. It's at the Lakeland Center. But I want to go. Maybe I'll go. Ooh, I can become a dealer. I can sell
my... There you go.
I can sell my stuff. Do I have stuff to sell? Sarah should make purses.
She could actually make some money.
I mean, if people will spend $40... I shouldn't talk about badly now. But speaking of conventions, as you know, Adam, as we are now in well into February, the convention that we were supposed to be a part of.
How'd that turn out?
It got canceled right in the beginning of January.
Wah, wah.
I forgot what it was called. But unfortunately, what's his name? The person who had created it and was funding it and whatnot. Was not able to pull it together in time.
Mostly
because we did not help with advertising.
Classic us.
Classic us. Why would we
screwing everything up?
Why would we do that? But he's going to try again next year, and hopefully we'll be able to help in a bigger fashion next year.
There you go.
But here's the 2016 Fanboy Expo Comic-Con schedule of events. There's not a lot of events particularly scheduled as of yet. It opens at 10 a.m. 10:45 is the costume contest prejudging, and at 1 p.m. is the Fanboy Expo costume contest, which will be held in the Fanboy Theater. And then on Sunday, it doesn't have anything in particular planned. So there will be like photo ops and Q&A sessions with guests. So maybe there'll be in one of the rooms will be, you know, Ed Asner will be talking about how he recorded his voice for Up.
Oh, that's right.
So, you know, I go back to saying maybe we should go. I don't know. Maybe I'll go.
$25 isn't that bad.
It's not that bad. And,
you know, it's really not.
And it's better than there's a concert. There's a festival coming to Orlando called the Moonstone Festival, which is going to be two nights. One night headlined by Def Leppard, and the second night headlined by Kiss.
Oh.
It's like $250 a ticket.
Oh, my God.
It's like I'm priced out of that. I can't go to
that. Yeah, that's insane.
Even if I could get a one-day ticket, which would look like they were sold out, and I'm priced out. Makes me sad. Because I just want to see Def Leppard in a festival set.
Right?
And Steel Panther was going to be there.
I don't even know what that is.
Steel Panther, they are a modern-day hair metal band.
Oh, okay.
So, and they basically make fun of the glitz and the glamour and the sex and the drugs, and they just play that up. So if you have any time to listen to any Steel Panther, there's a song called Death to All But Metal. And it has...
To All But Metal, all like B-U-T-T, or All
no,
But B-U-T?
It's B-U But, All But Metal.
Okay.
I can't remember her name. Actress, comedian, black hair.
Kathy Griffin.
No, she has red hair. God, bastard. Black hair, she...
Gina Davis.
I think she dated Jimmy Kimmel.
Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman is in their video. And at the end, she's like, I really love that song, Death to All But Metal. And I'm like, no, Death to All But Metal. She goes, yeah, Death to All But Metal. I'm like, no, Death to All But Metal. Yeah, right. So they just keep going back and forth.
Nice.
Because they think it's butt metal. But they do, all their songs sound like another song, but it's something else. So I can't play it for you, unfortunately, because we don't have the technology at work, because I only have one laptop. My buddy John has my other laptop, and apparently I erased everything, and now it's an advanced paperweight.
Oh.
So he's been trying to put drivers back in, but he's not been having the easiest of times. So
that's no good.
No. He's going to give me another computer, though, which is great, but I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I'm just going to use it, I guess, for the show.
There you go.
Steel Panther.
Magnolias.
No, Steel Magnolias. It's going to bring up something completely different. Steel Panther. So they've got a couple CDs out, but I only have the first one. Death to All But Metal. The second song is called Asian Hooker. Community Property, Eye of the Panther, Fat Girl. Here's a classic, Eatin' Ain't Cheatin'.
Oh.
Party All Day, Turn Out the Lights. Here's a song called Stripper Girl. It's a love song. A classic song, another one, The Shocker.
Yes, who doesn't love the old Shocker? Yes.
And then the last song in this particular album is Girl from Oklahoma. But some of them sound like Bon Jovi songs, and it's very funny. You've got to listen to it when you have the opportunity.
I will do that.
You should. Go on YouTube. Not right at the moment, but you know.
Oh, okay.
And when there's no kids' presence, because it is profanity-filled.
Got it.
So what else is going on, Adam?
Well, I just, I'm in movie seeing mode, so I've been seeing films.
Ooh, tell us about
you. I'm going to go see Deadpool this week.
When does it come out?
Friday.
Ugh.
So I'm going to go to the early showing on Thursday, so.
Maybe I'll see
pretty
it.
Pretty excited about that.
I want to see it so bad.
I know, right?
And like I've been telling my friends, I'm so excited to see this movie, but at the same time, I'm very sad.
Why is that?
Because I'm going to lose Deadpool to the masses.
Oh, gotcha.
Just like I lost...
It is interesting because you're the only person I knew that ever talked about Deadpool.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I got the... What was that video game? And it had Deadpool Ultimate, in it. And you talked about how much you love Deadpool.
Ultimate Alliance?
Ultimate Alliance, yep.
Yes. No, yeah, I'm going to... Just like I lost my hair metal and heavy metal to the masses, and then...
Yep.
You know, it's... I'm going to lose Deadpool, so...
That is sad, whatever. Dave. I feel sad for you.
Whatever. Fuck it. Who needs a shit?
Yep.
Damn it.
Because you didn't lose him when he was in the Wolverine movie.
Oh, God.
Good Lord.
That was a hunk of shit.
Yeah.
Did you see... I've been watching a lot of YouTube commercials for Deadpool. And basically, he did a commercial for Australia Day, where he makes fun of Hugh Jackman. And said that and talked about Wolverine, how that was the lowest period of his life.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's funny.
And he said it as Deadpool.
That's great.
And that movie was terrible. That movie was terrible.
It had promise, though, I thought. I thought it could have been great.
It could have been great. But right? Instead, it was terrible.
Yeah.
And the only thing, and it all could have been made better. If the ending hadn't been what it was.
Okay, yeah.
If Deadpool didn't have his mouth sewn shut.
Right.
And all of a sudden he was super, super, super mutant. It could have been better, but it wasn't. It wasn't
enough. Yeah, I wonder why they did that to him.
I don't know if I charged your phone. You should go check it. That was Millie, everybody. She's been pretty good up until this point.
No, if her phone was charged.
Let me see. Let me see if your phone is charged.
Is Sarah working?
She is. No. This phone... The life of this phone is very limited.
Is it?
This is my old phone. So it dies awfully quickly. No, Millie, it looks like the batteries are dead. Sorry to say. I'll be out there shortly.
Okay.
Say hi to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Millie.
Ask Adam how he is.
Say it! Say hi.
I'm doing well. How are you?
That wasn't her. That was me.
Oh, I thought that was Millie that said that.
No, Millie, say how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
What are you doing?
Watching TV.
What are you watching?
Powerpuff Girls.
Who's your favorite?
Bubbles.
And what color is she? Yellow?
Blue.
She's blue. What's your dad's favorite?
I don't know if I've watched the show enough to have a favorite.
The pink one?
Hey.
I think it's the pink one.
I gotta check it's pink.
What a jerk.
It's pink.
Well, who's your favorite My Little Pony? Adam.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I should know at least one name, and I don't. I'm blanking.
I'm sure it's Pinkie Pie.
That's it. Pinkie Pie. Yep.
Pinkie Pie. Millie, who's your favorite My Little Pony?
Pinkie Pie.
Yay!
Who's my favorite My Little Pony? Who's the bad guy? My favorite is Discord. Is my favorite Discord?
I don't even know what that is.
He's kind of a bad guy who's a good guy.
Oh, David.
He's voiced by the guy who did the actor of Q from Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
So I can't remember. John DeLance. Yikes. All right, so Mill, I'm going to be out in a few minutes, okay? So hang tight. Go watch Powerpuff Girls. Yes, just take that away. Yes, go for it. She just took my Bowie knife.
Oh, good.
Is that going to be a problem?
No, I think you're fine.
Okay. It's my Rambo knife. Well, we've talked for much longer, Adam, than I thought we were going to.
I know, look at us.
And I haven't talked to you in... Since the last time we talked.
It's been a long time.
So when are you coming to town?
June 11th.
I got to work.
Don't worry. I'm just going to tell you guys I'm going to see you and then lose your phone number.
What a jerk. It's okay. They don't listen to this show.
I already told. I talked to Sarah because I'll be down there from the June 11th through the 17th.
I think she requested it off.
And, because, you know, we're staying, I don't know where we're going to stay, which hotel we're staying at yet, but I was like, I told her, I was like, my parents ask about you guys all the time, so.
We don't get their Christmas card.
I was like, you got to come at least see them.
We don't get their Christmas card.
You don't?
No.
That's okay. I didn't get one from them either.
Oh, okay.
Jerks.
Are we going to record a podcast when you're in town?
I think we should.
I think we have to.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Even if we don't do it in studio, if we have to do it at the pool of the resort we're at.
That works.
So we have to figure out how to do it because we did not do a cruise cast.
I know.
I have to kick myself every day. Every day I think about it. Every day.
I can't stop thinking about
it. I can't.
It
was over a year and a half ago. Every day I think about it. Like, God damn it, we should have done that cruise cast.
We're idiots.
And I can think of all the places we could have done it when we were all sitting in a freaking circle and we could have just talked.
Right?
But no, we all just said, nah, not now, not now. Until we should have just done it while we were exiting the goddamn boat.
Right? We were all standing there.
Standing there. Oh, well. And every time I try to call you, you never answer your phone.
When?
I don't know. It's been a while now.
Oh, yeah. Well, but you always call me in, like, the middle of the day, like, when I'm doing something.
Yeah, so that's when I'm not.
Yeah, you're right. I should answer.
Not when I'm doing something.
That's true.
And my phone is set up to record conversations. So I call you in hopes to set up we do mobile podcasts. So while I drive around with no pants on, we can talk.
What?
No, no. I'm wearing shorts.
Oh, phew.
Hey, Adam, when you come down, can you fix your air conditioning?
What happened to your air conditioning?
It stopped. It works, but it doesn't give us any cold air anymore.
Wait, then it doesn't work.
Oh. But it's okay, because it's cold outside right now.
Oh, okay.
Once summer comes, we may be in trouble. So.
That's sad, Dave.
Fix the bathroom, and then the air conditioning. No.
No.
Damn it.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning, then bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we got it. Sarah knows a person who knows a person, so I think we'll be okay on that one.
Oh, good. For air conditioning?
Yes. As long as hopefully they'll know someone with a sledgehammer.
They do.
They can fix it so they can know someone who knows somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah. We got this.
Got this, aight. Well, I think this was a rousing success.
I think it was as well. Nothing caught on fire?
No. I'm looking around. No. This is our five years ago we started this podcast.
5 years ago.
The hope and a dream.
Hope and a dream.
And here we are to this day, just as successful as we were then.
Just as.
In fact, we have gone from being three people with nobody listening to two people. Well, we had like five people with a bunch of people listening.
Yeah, in our heyday.
In our heyday, with people who we didn't even know listening.
That's right.
Back down to two people with nobody listening.
And Kat.
And Kat, who was listening. She's not listening now. She was.
Oh, okay.
I think we lost her when we had to disconnect.
Oh.
But remember Kiwi?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember her. So, and remember Nick? He's still married.
He is.
And that's, he's a kid. I don't know if you've noticed from his Facebook page.
He's got a kid. I did notice that.
He's got a kid.
Hold on a second.
Ooh. And Aaron, I know Adam's not listening anymore, but Aaron has said that she would like to sit in on the show again.
Okay.
Aaron has said she'd like to sit in again. So that'll be good to find out what she hasn't been doing. And I know Sarah wants to sit in on the show again. Kat wants to sit in on the show again. Ryan, if he's ever available, wants to sit in on the show again. So people,
we should do that.
People want us to join us. We need to have a party. I wanted to have a Super Bowl party. Since nobody cares about the Super Bowl, I figured we just get together and drink beers and eat nachos and podcast. But that couldn't happen. So yeah, maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
5 years. I didn't think we'd be able to do 5 years, and at one point I thought we weren't going to do 5 years. I mean, I think we did like 20 episodes last year.
Yeah, I think so. We really missed out.
We summer you were gone, and then in the fall I was gone. So whatever happens with my future career, we are going to find time to do this. Because, God damn it, people need us.
They do.
They do.
They need a laugh.
They need a laugh, and hopefully you got at least two that I promised.
I think they did.
You think they did? All right.
Yep.
Aaron. Oh, geez. See, now people are coming out of the woodwork. They're going to be mad at me. Aaron commented on a Saturday. And I'm going to say, yes, on a Saturday. Adam was... Adam could only do a Saturday. There. Well, Adam, I'm going to play some music now.
Okay.
But I can't play it and talk to you at the same time.
That's all right.
And I'm just going to play the Mario Meets Metal and then turn the volume down. So, it's good chatting with you.
You too.
Next time, hopefully there'll be more people in the room, and I want to have a contest of who can eat the most marshmallows in 1 minute.
Perfect.
All right, I think I can eat four marshmallows in 1 minute. I throw it to you.
Three.
Hey.
No, I'm kidding.
Son of a bitch.
Five.
Okay, five. All right, five it is. We'll see if Nick will want to come and fatten himself up.
We can do this.
All right. So, thank you very much, Adam. Thank you very much, listeners. Thank you very much, people who download, because I know there's people who are going to download this show. And you are in luck, because when I upload this show, I'm going to upload all the shows that I have not uploaded. There's two that are in the can. One I tried, and apparently it never did work. And then another one, which I never got around to it, because I was too depressed. But now, you'll have three shows of content.
Look at that. Perfect.
Immediately, to get your juices flowing for the AWOA Cats.
We got this.
All right. Adam, on behalf of me, Dave, your host, Adam over there in St. Louis, Aaron, who's on assignment, Sarah, who's on assignment, Ryan O at I am Ryan O, that's his Twitter account, Kat, who sat in once, Liz, who sat in once, Mikey Maker, who sat in a bunch of times, thank you. And let's all do this again sometime, shall we?
Sounds good.
See you.
See you.
It's me, Mario.
Too fast.